following TAFE program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Got a lot to talk about today, starting off with my co-host in just a moment, Dr. Jeff Galini, as we do another episode of Science for Humans, something that needs to be discussed over and over again because people keep forgetting it. As we argue about healthcare, we're not really talking about the real problem here, and that is obesity, the number one killer of Americans, and in everybody's control, sorry to say. Then, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by a man named Alfred L. Perkins. I met Alfred L. Perkins when I was court-ordered into a violent offender treatment program in 2008. We'll talk about that. But what he taught me about being a man has stuck with me. And a lot of the things that he taught me, I repeat on this show. And I ran into him at the store. I said, Al, you got to come on the show. A lot of guys have to hear your message. And he agreed to do it. And this is a show that that's been on my bucket list for a long time. That's right. I have bucket lists about shows. Other people have bucket lists about going places. How do you like that? But without further delay,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J.
Like having show bucket lists, man. That's great.
Yeah, I do. You know what's really funny? I broke down on the show yesterday, the second half of the show, and I became very emotional about some challenges that I've been facing. And I opened up to the audience and the outpouring of love. My phone number is on the website at superradio.net. And people are calling the studio and leaving messages. They're sending me emails. I sit here and I talk and I know there's people listening, but it's not a bi-directional relationship. Well, yesterday it became bi-directional. The number of people that reached out to me and said such wonderful things about how the show has impacted them and how I've impacted them, how they're behind me on my struggles. I can't tell you. I always wondered if people felt the love from the audience, and I felt it yesterday and today, and it's still going on. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Wow, that is pretty cool. Yeah, that is really cool.
And we're going to talk about something that's actually a big rant of mine right now. So I wrote an open letter to President Trump. It's on my blog. And actually talked about what we're going to talk about today. Because this whole idea that we can fix healthcare by just throwing more money at it is stupid. You're a businessman, right? You're a businessman. Wait, before we get into this, I got to put a position. Mm-hmm. You're a businessman, right? So if you're looking at expenses, you're looking at costs, and you see that costs for some area of your business is excessively high, what do you do? Do you go, oh, we need to devote more of the budget to that? Do you go, what the hell are we doing over there? How do we cut costs, right?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And obesity is number one. So let's talk about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the reason why I wanted to have this, I guess this is my bucket, but my bucket is a barrel, man. It's a drum. I can't talk about this enough. It's so frustrating to see people overweight. Now, I don't mean to say that in a negative way. Anyone listening who, is overweight, it frustrates me that you don't know how or what to do, or you can't do it, or you have some reason. 1 out of 5 American deaths are now associated with obesity.
Yes.
More than cancer. All the other ailments.
Aren't they all? Actually, if we really look at this, honestly, it all stems from obesity and diabetes. Heart disease and cancer, the two top killers in America, can all be traced back to once a person gets really, really fat, their insulin resistance becomes high, and their body starts to erode. They develop cancer at a higher rate, Alzheimer's disease at a higher rate. Heart disease is guaranteed. Yeah. So really, it starts with obesity.
It does, and as we know, the medical profession, it'll take them another 200 years to figure this out. I saw a study the other day that I was laughing so hard I started to cry, because it was a study done in England, and they took 200 people, and they determined that exercise and diet was the best for getting healthier and losing weight more than just diet or exercise. And I'm like, it took you guys all this long, this medical profession, to figure that out, something that we've been saying for, you know, how many years? That's the secret. You know, everybody is looking for the secret. Everybody is looking for the magic pill. You want to not be a statistic, then listen. Exercise and diet. And when I mean diet, I'm talking about what you put on your fork, not going on a diet, you know. I mean, it's... And again, it frustrates me because, you know, parents don't care. I mean, whose fault is it, Carl, when you see a six-year-old kid that is, I mean, I'm talking about obese.
But Dr. J, what does the parent look like standing next to the kid? They're usually obese, too. Obese parents obese children.
But I have seen even parents that I would consider heavy but not obese, and they have obese kids. And you watch them, you know, if you're at, you know, a mall or someplace, you watch them, they'll go over to the ice cream and the candy and the junk, and it's like, my goodness, do you guys not care? You know, I mean, I know there was this movement several years ago that, hey, you know, love yourself, be who you are. But you know what? That was because they were selling stuff. I mean, you know, everybody's selling something.
Are the Italians guilty because we, you're going to laugh, because we think food is love? You know? I mean.
Brother, I don't know about you. I love food, man.
I know.
I work out now because I love to eat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
We were given these taste buds and these senses so that we can enjoy these foods. But, you know, we've taken it to the extreme. In America, you know, our buffets are ridiculous.
I know,
right?
When
I travel overseas, you know, and I remember the first time I went to Belgium, Brussels was my first experience to outside of America. And I was bodybuilding then, so I was eating a lot of food. And, of course, let me find a buffet because they probably got chicken. I can eat a lot of salad. I got in this buffet lane, and the plate was like one in the USA that you stick a coffee cup on. And you could only go through it one time. And
yeah.
I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, and people were satisfied with that. They didn't feel gypped. They didn't want, like, in the United States.
No.
You got to be able to load a plate that's 12 inches round, and you got to be able to go back and do that 10 times if you want to.
Back and back and back and back. So again, you know, we have to learn a little bit of self-discipline, self-control. You know, there are rules, there are laws, physical and natural laws that are put there for a reason. You know, you eat too much, you're going to get fat. You get overweight, you're going to die. I mean, you're going to cause an early death.
Yes.
You know, people take more, a better care of their vehicles than they do of themselves. So that's kind of my rant is, you know, this is something that is really dear to me that is reversible.
So let's, you know, let me go ahead and poke the bear. I'm going to poke the bear. Okay.
Oh boy. Poke the bear.
Here we go. Okay. So since patriotism is all the discussion today, right? I want to make a supposition here. The healthcare system is overwhelmed with sick people. There is no end in sight of new sick people. At some point in time, there's going to be a tipping point where there are more sick people than healthy people. Sick people are less productive. Sick people drain the resources because they're going to the doctors constantly. They spend the last 30 years of their lives on meds and at doctor's offices. And that's why our healthcare system is where it is today. And so, what if I say to you, and I'm really going to get punched in the face by people for this, but what if I say that obesity is controllable? We know that. We've never seen a person who starved themselves and stay fat. If you go into a prisoner of war camp, there are no fat people. Everybody's starving and everybody's skinny, right? So really, there is a way to be skinny. So what if I say that by you being obese and burdening the system to a greater degree and siphoning off hard-working tax dollars from other citizens who are leading good lives is unpatriotic. Do you think anybody would care if I said that?
Oh, boy. Yeah, they probably would. I mean, obviously, you know, I've never been obese or overweight.
I have. Go ahead.
But I understand working with people. It's a choice. And I have worked with people who were 500-600 pounds. And I remember saying to this one gal, and this was several years ago, look, here's my phone number. I'm putting you on the 12-hour rule. When you think you need to eat, number one, you call me. Number two, you wait 12 hours and then see if you still want to eat that. And that person couldn't even call me as part of my program. You know, so that really showed me that the person had no real excitement to get into shape.
Right.
Because, again, I love food more than the next person. So don't tell me that, you know, somebody who is obese loves food more than me. No. You know, I have disciplined myself, and anyone can discipline themselves. It's 30 days. I guarantee 30 days you will change your life. But you got to want to do it. But,
right.
Carl, I guess, you know, call it unpatriot, call it whatever. When you don't want to do something, you know, people don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, you drive off the cliff, you're probably going to kill yourself.
But see, and that's where I think the problem is with healthcare today. So there are absolutely things that people are doing by choice. They're making bad choices. Let's point out at the obvious one. You smoke cigarettes, right? So
right.
In the healthcare system, if you do these things, like if your BMI or your body weight or your body fat level is over a certain threshold, or you smoke cigarettes, or you drink alcohol daily, these are high risk behaviors, and you should be put into a pool with other people who do those same high risk things. And what the reason the insurance companies don't want to do that is because they'll say no, but that group will have to pay more. Absolutely. That's the way it should be.
Should.
And here's the example I give, Dr. J. You and I are sitting in a restaurant across from each other. I order a T-bone steak, a lobster tail, and a bottle of Cristal champagne. You order a tuna fish sandwich and a glass of water and a house salad. The waitress comes down the aisle and she looks at the two of us and say, we have a new policy here at the restaurant. We're going to combine your two bills and then split it in half. So now you're going to pay for half of my lobster. You're the frugal guy eating tuna fish salad and water. I'm the extravagant guy making those choices to eat a $250 meal. But now you're going to end up paying up $125 of my meal. I'm going to end up paying $6 of yours. Is that fair?
Yeah, well, and I'm going to take it one step further. We're talking about insurance. It's medical insurance. Why is every other insurance policy, when I go to get vehicle insurance, my rate isn't based on your performance. It's based on mine. When I get homeowner's insurance, it's based on my track record, not my neighbor's. So why is my health care based on everybody else's?
Exactly. And that's why they need to.
It doesn't make sense.
Right.
And it's because who's controlling the money? You know, the healthcare system, I don't care what anybody says, they're all a bunch of crooks.
Yeah.
You know, Blue Cross Blue Shield is run by who? You know, why aren't there other companies that can come in? We have no choices.
Yeah, that's
there's
got to
be a reason why there aren't 20 or 30 different insurance companies.
But
they
could fix this problem literally overnight by putting people with the same types of risky behaviors in the same pool.
Absolutely.
But they won't do it because that means those groups will actually have to pay for their dumbass choices.
I know. And again, you should. That would be the way. If there's no consequences,
Bingo.
If you didn't go to jail for murdering, how many murders would we have?
One of the greatest consequences is spending money. If you have to spend more money because your dumbass choices,
yep.
See how fast you get rid of those choices. That's it.
You would. Because you know what? Fear doesn't really do anything anymore. You know, saying that you're going to die or you're going to be a diabetes, people don't care about that. It's stupid, but they care about money. Yeah, if it costs them more money.
I want to take a break, and I want to pick this back up with childhood obesity, and here's why. Because what the child learns, it ends up becoming the standard for their lives. So the best chance we have of stemming off obesity is to start having more children who are not obese. So let's talk about PE in the school. Let's talk about the things that are being done around the world. Let's talk about childhood obesity for a second. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans. You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from UltraHuman gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at the UltraHuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from the UltraHuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. Talking with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, about obesity. Obesity is the number one killer in the United States today, outpacing all of the diseases that it contributes to. It is manageable. It is something we can do something about on an individual basis. Every obese person out there can lose weight. Don't tell me you have a genetic predisposition, because I know prisoners of war who were starved and no one said, hey, look at Joe. No matter how much they starve him, he's still 300 pounds. No, it's an easy equation. You eat less, you move more, you lose weight. And it's time to start
being honest about this. Part of the problem is you can't talk about it because you're bullying. You're hurting someone's feelings. I was 330 pounds. I didn't like being 330 pounds, Dr. J.
No. And, you know, the whole pulling PE out of schools because it's offensive, you know, kids aren't good at it. They forget the whole purpose. I remember when I was in school, you know, as an athlete, okay, yeah, we love PE. But you know what? There were things that us athletes weren't very good at that the non-jocks were great at, like trampoline. I couldn't jump on that stupid trampoline for the life of me, and neither could half the other football players, but you get them other people up there, and they excelled at it. So we did a lot of things that, again, it was about exercising. You know, back then, kids were told to go outside and play. My mom wouldn't let us stay in the house.
Right.
Get outside.
Right.
Now, these kids sit. They come home from school. They sit on their computers, their phones. They play stupid video games all hours of the night. They're drinking, you know, Red Bulls and Pops to stay awake, coffees with sugar and cream. You know, and then you're going to take out physical education out of schools, the only time. And then what are some of these stupid schools that are going, oh, we're gonna not have recess because it's a waste of time. You know, it distracts the kids from studying and we can gain another half hour of teaching. Oh, my goodness, Carl.
Well, but you know what's here's the problem with the United States today as I see it, right? We have a bunch of really thin-skinned people out there who will take any issue and explode it into something monumental because probably they don't have a lot going on in their lives. The country of Singapore in 2004 decided to address childhood obesity. How did they do it? They actually created monitors in school. They started weighing children, and they started keeping track of their weight. And when they were gaining weight, or if they were already very heavy, they were obese for their age, they were told that that was not a good thing. They were told that they had to strive to eat less and to move more. They were told that they had to find ways to lose weight. Now, think about this in the context of the United States. You couldn't do that here because that would be shaming. Oh, you're shaming my child.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? Singapore eradicated childhood obesity in 4 years. In 4 years, there were no obese children in school anymore. You know why? Because they looked at it. They called it what it was. They paid attention to it. They told children that they had to strive not to be obese, and it worked. You can't do that here because some little kid will get offended and the mom will go up to the PTA and say, you're bullying my child by telling him that he's overweight.
He is overweight.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And you know, like out here in Billings, they let the kids leave for lunch. Now, our high school, one of the high schools, is right across from Little Caesar's Pizza. That place does a fortune because everybody is over there having pizza. If they don't have pizza, they're spending their lunch money on the other side at the gas station Quickway. Donuts, pop. I mean, what? Put somebody in the lunchroom who knows how to cook. We know it's cheaper to provide healthier meals than to buy all this processed stuff that they're feeding them. So, again, I think something has to be done from the meal program and the exercise program. You know, they used to have health in school. They don't even do that. I mean, they don't teach us about our own body. If you're going to be a mechanic, you need to learn the mechanics of a car. Well, how are you going to function in life when you don't even know anything about the body and how it works?
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of health education, a little bit of exercise. They don't do anatomy anymore. Oh, you know, I mean, no sense in learning about the body. I mean, it's just, as you said, you know, it's a hot topic because it can be reversible. So my plea to parents listening, kids listening, you know, it isn't difficult to learn a healthier lifestyle. Now, that doesn't mean that, oh, you never have donuts or you never have a pop. No, it learns that you learn how to moderate what your intake is. You need to learn a little bit more about your body, what you can and can't do, and get off the couch, exercise, send the kids outside to play. You know, okay, you live in Los Angeles, you know, and it's dangerous, you can't let a kid out. Take them to the park. I mean, there's always places. When I lived in L.A., we would take the kids down to the beach or, you know, take them to a park where we could supervise them. Okay, we couldn't let them outside in the front, But you know what? It was a little bit of work on our end, but that's our responsibility.
And that's part of the problem, right? Parents who don't do what's good for them don't do what's good for their children either. You can't tell your child, don't do as I do as I say, because children don't do that. We learned that from the 50s and the 60s.
And the same goes where if a parent is healthy and you allow your child not to be, you're going to have the opposite effect. You know, and I know some kids will say, well, you know, my neighbor's parent is a vegan and, you know, those kids are forced to eat, you know, cardboard and stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. I'd rather have a kid a vegan and being in shape than, you know, eating crap all day long and being unhealthy. We have depression. We have ADD, all these ailments that a lot of it just comes down from their self-esteem.
Yeah,
kids have a low self-esteem when they are overweight. There's more susceptible to drugs, alcohol, suicide, pregnancy because they don't have a good self-esteem. You want your kid to have a good self-esteem, help them learn to look good.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the ways to look good is to pay attention to the supplement Santa. Once in a while, right?
Yeah.
What's going on with Supplement
Santa?
You know,
get some free stuff. Supplement Santa is gearing up for Christmas, brother.
Yeah, the real
Santa. I'm going to combine everything. Yeah, real Santa is coming in Christmas. We're going to do it twice a year, we decided, because we got all kind of other promos and stuff we're going to be doing throughout the year. So the next one's going to be beginning of December. We're going to gear up for it. I'm going to have season two of the Trade It Up, so people can start watching that on what that's all about. Last season's winner took home $1,000. This next one will be $2,500 in cash, and all for making a fun little video on your phone and posting it. I mean, it's no work at all. It's just all fun.
Yeah, and people love what you do on the Internet. It's amazing the following that you have built with your videos. And the giveaways. I mean, it's just amazing. You've got over 250,000 followers now on your fan page, right?
It's growing. I'm approaching 300,000 probably by the end of the year.
It's insane.
You know, and it's like you, you know, it's so cool. You know, you wonder, okay, this is fun doing it. I love doing this. I wonder if anybody even cares. And then all of a sudden, you'll get 20, 30 people, you know, man, thanks so much. Or, you know, you'll get a message that, man, you really helped me. And it's like, yeah, that's why we do this. You know, I mean, we like to help people. We provide information. And it's the truth. You know, the one thing about me, I'm going to speak the truth. You might not like it, but it's the truth. If I'm going to give you my opinion, I will say, this is my opinion. You can take it for what it's worth. But right. If I'm telling you something, you know, I'm telling you the truth. We learned a lot of things over the years. And, you know, I learned a long time ago is you always look to your elders because experience is the best teacher, you know, and if we can't learn from that, like obesity, you know, we need to learn from it. It's going to continue to rampage through our country.
Yeah. I just want to give a little peek into next week's show because I think this is really going to be an exciting show. Next week, we're going to be talking about professional athletes as role models. This is very, very timely and very, very topical.
When we set that topic, it was before all the controversial the last week or two. And
really?
I thought, my goodness, it was kind of like looking. Oh, yeah, I set the topic last month. And as I was reading the outline, I'm like, my goodness, that's exactly what's going on. So I think people are going to get a different view from you and I. You know, we're going to talk facts. We're not going to talk emotions like people are hearing out there. We're not going to talk opinions. We're just going to throw facts out there. And kind of debunk it. But, you know, in closing, it's funny because nobody who is protesting is really saying why they're protesting. But, boy, everyone who wants to comment is giving all the facts about why they're doing something wrong. So I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah. We'll actually work into that next week's discussion. It'll be interesting. Dr. J, as always, it's a pleasure. I only get to spend a half hour with you. But I always look forward to doing it every week. Thank you so much for being
here. You're welcome, buddy. Go have a nice steak and feel good.
I actually have a pound of grass-fed beef covered with organic turmeric, ginger, and chili powder and mushrooms to eat after the show today. Yummy.
There you go, buddy.
All right,
enjoy.
Talk to you later. Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to a man who had a great impact on my life. And that's Al Perkins. This next episode is called Open Season on Men, and you'll understand why in a minute. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just up its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meets banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back.
Like I said earlier in the show, people have places they want to go that on their bucket list. I have shows I want to do, and this is definitely one that I can actually scratch off of my bucket list. I first met Al Perkins when I was court-ordered to attend a treatment program for violent offenders, domestic violent offenders. And I went to the program, quite frankly, begrudgingly. But then I heard things said by this man that rang so true to me. And in fact, those of you who've been listening to me for the past decade will realize that some of the things that I've talked about when this topic has come up are actually words that I learned from Al Perkins. How you doing, Al?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
So, I want to start this show off by something that you taught me and that I have repeated on this show numerous times over the years to kind of set the stage about what we're going to talk about. You taught me that there are more men incarcerated, institutionalized, addicted to drugs and alcohol who successfully commit suicide, and that the reality is that men have really not adapted to the changing environment the way they should. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, I think a lot of guys are of the distorted belief that they have to be in control, and there's no such thing as control. You can't control your car. You can't control your bowels. So it's about learning how to adapt, and a lot of guys are having difficulty adapting because they have the distorted view that they have to be in charge. They have to be right. And majority of my guys who come through, and I do domestic violence groups for men and women, and there's a commonality with both. 60 to 70% of the guys in my programs have a tendency to develop a relationship with women who are, they consider emotionally needy. It's like a project. This woman is needy. I need to rescue her. And so my analogy to that is, if you do your brother's math homework, who's learning the math?
Yeah.
And who needs to learn it? So these guys, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you got your stuff together, you got a good job, a good education, you got your own living space, you got a car, you got an income, you got some savings. And let's say the guy's at a 7, theoretically. And he develops a relationship with a woman who's at a 5. So he starts doing her math work, homework, and as the relationship progresses, he goes down to a 6 and she goes down to a 4. And then it continues to decrease, and while by the time he gets to a 2 or a 3, he needs help, but he's too, what I call, emotionally constipated to ask for help because he's started doing her homework, and so she's not there to help him. And then he gets frustrated. He develops contempt and disrespect for her because he feels like he's obligated to take care of her. And she develops contempt and disrespect for him because she has the view that, well, you think you know it all. Mm-hmm. You think you're better than me. So that's what I typically see. And again, it goes in both sexes, men and women, where the relationship begins to disintegrate because someone thinks that they have to be in control and they have to do it all. And you can't do it all. There are no self-made men or women. You know, we are gregarious people. We interact with other people. So we are interdependent. And we have to work on developing collaborative relationships rather than, you know, there's a lot of people have a view that a relationship has to be a competition.
Mm-hmm.
And relationships aren't basketball games or football games or baseball games. Relationships are partnerships where you have to combine your intelligence and your skills. Because in my opinion, you've heard this, geniuses and morons don't hook up.
Yeah, I have heard you say that. Yeah.
So we typically develop relationships with people who are intellectual equal. It's just that we start out with having the view that one has to be right and one has to be wrong. And there's no right or wrong. There's simply difference. Every house on your block is the equivalent of a different world with different belief systems and value systems and expectations. And you cannot expect two people to come together and agree on anything. It's about understanding the other person's point of view, because that other person's point of view is just as valid and just as invalid as yours. So when you only look at your point of view, you don't develop what's called our practice, what I call, I heard, got this from a communications client, dual perspective, meaning empathy, putting your head in another person's body, looking at the situation from another person's perspective, because their perspective works for them, just like yours works for you.
Do you think the reason that one person seeks out someone who is they perceive as broken or needs to be fixed or needs to be saved to bolster their own self appraisal? Like, if yeah. I can help you up a hill, then I must be pretty good because I'm getting up the hill too and I'm helping you.
Yeah, that that makes me feel better about me because I'm one up.
Right.
But the reality is the one up person is really more needy of the lower power person than the lower power person is on the high power person. And that comes from this concept called traumatic bonding.
Talk about traumatic bonding. I remember you talking about that in class.
Well, traumatic bonding was coined by this guy named Don Hutton. He's out of Canada. And there's an article with traumatic bonding. Another term for traumatic bonding is the Stockholm Syndrome.
Right, right.
Brainwash and mind control.
It's where you actually start to emotionally bond with your captor, your torturer, right?
Right. Because you become, if you hear throughout a relationship or most of your life that you're not going to amount to anything, you need them, then over time you begin to believe that. And so what happens in domestic violence relationships is the so-called high power person develops what I call the big head. They think they've got it going on. They know more that this other person needs them. When the relationship, the most dangerous period of time in the relationship is when the lower power person leaves. And then the high power person has no one to control. It's like you can't be a coach unless you got players.
Right. Yeah.
You can't be a CEO unless you got people who are working for you.
Right.
You cannot be a therapist unless you got
clients. Right.
So when this person no longer has someone to control, then he gets desperate and becomes very, very dangerous. Mm-hmm. And if you look at domestic violence homicides, that's the most dangerous period in the relationship is when the person no longer has anyone to control. So then he, and typically it's 80-some percent of men killing women. So I think it's like 87%.
Yeah, in fact, you used to refer to it as femicide.
Yeah,
the
murder of women by men.
Right.
That's the term that's used in the domestic violence field. So it's about understanding that if you think you're all powerful, if you think you have to be in control, you're out of touch with reality.
Mm-hmm.
Because relationships are based on collaboration and partnership and mutual respect and mutual sharing of the power.
Okay, so now another thing I want you to address that you taught us about is this cycle. Right, the courting phase, the breakup
balance.
Phase, and because since you taught me this, I see it with my own eyes and other people I know their relationships. I can see them, they have a really smooth period, then all of a sudden they're disgusted with each other, then they're fighting, then they're threatening to break up, and then all of a sudden they're back in the honeymoon phase. Describe that cycle and what happens.
Well, when the field of domestic violence first started, the view was there were three stages. The first stage is the tension building where people begin to see the peculiarities and the strange habits of the other person. I've been married for 40-some years, so my wife used to like to squeeze her toothpaste from the middle
and leave the cap off, and I like to squeeze mine from the end and keep the cap off. I mean, keep the cap on.
Right.
So the way we resolved that conflict was she had her tube of toothpaste and I had mine, and she's got her bathroom and I've got mine.
Right, right.
So then the next stage is the battering. And the battering does not have to be physical. There's 10 different types of domestic violence. You know, there's intimidation, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, isolation, minimization, denial, and blame, male privilege and sometimes female privilege, using the children, economic abuse, coercion, and threats. And all of those lead to physical violence. But 99% of folks who come through my program, they want to focus on the 10%, the physical violence,
right.
And they don't understand that the other 90 leads to the physical. So the first time...
And if I can interrupt, and is equally as damaging to the other human being as just hitting them.
Why, sure. And even more so. Because it implies, you remember, if you had grandparents, your grandparents were in your life, they gave you that look.
Mm-hmm.
That you knew meant don't do that.
Right.
Well, the first time it might be the look. The next time it might be the look and they point the finger at you. The third time it might be the look, they point the finger and they move towards you. So with each time you go through that cycle, the violence becomes more intense. And it leads to overall physical violence.
It has to, because what you're describing is... What worked the first time, you become immune to, so you have to keep stepping up your game to get it to work again.
Right. And there's this psychological dynamic called psychological reactance, which simplistically says, if I think it's my God-given right to go to the park or to look at a certain show or to use a certain behavior, then... no matter what you try to tell me not to do, I'm going to do it. So that's on both ends where the victim says, I have a right to voice my opinion. I have a right to go see my parents,
mm-hmm.
to go spend time with friends that I knew long before I met you. And the person in the high power, the perpetrator, has the view that, no, you don't. You're my person. You're my... I have a couple of guys this week who talk about my woman, my female. No one owns an...
I'll never person. Forget this. I'll never forget this. The first time I referred to... I'm not going to say her name because of the radio show.
Right.
By the term, my wife, you looked at me and you said, what's her name? Does she have a name? I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
And you know what? To this day, I could be talking to a complete stranger at Kroger's and referring to Elisa. And I never say my girlfriend. I say Elisa. And I know that they don't know who Elisa is.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned that from you, because if I say my girlfriend, that means I own her. She's mine.
You objectify her.
Yes. Right. And I learned that from you. And to this day, I still do it. I use names.
Well, names, using the person's given name humanizes them.
Yes.
You know, so I have people come in and talk about, this is my old man or my old lady.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't go. That dehumanizes people. That's like when you're incarcerated or when you're in the military, they give you a number.
Yeah.
They give you a number in jails and prisons so they can treat you less than human.
Right. Right.
So it's about seeing another person as a human being who is just as valuable as you are, who has rights just like you do, and who is not your property.
Your chattel, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Al, I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to pick this discussion up about specifically about some of the issues that face men today.
Okay.
And how men handle them, because I feel that women have done a really good job adjusting to the new environment, but men are kind of stuck. And part of it is because men don't talk about stuff. They don't open up. Because part of being a man is shut up and suck it up.
Well, that's the distorted belief. That,
yes.
No, yeah, that was never a reality.
Yes. And on the heels of yesterday's show, this is an important discussion. We're talking with Alfred Perkins. He has taught me there are people in your life that give you gifts that you don't even know are gifts until later on in life. And Al gave me a lot of gifts, and we're going to share some of those. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. Would you train with it? You'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get 2 bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Al Perkins. Al is a social worker that I met back in 2008 when I was court ordered into a domestic violence treatment program, and what I learned from him has stuck with me, and it's actually changed my opinion of men in today's environment, we have to change. We have to evolve. And unfortunately, men have not done a good job evolving. And it's time for men to unite around this topic, because we're doing ourselves a great disservice by not embracing this through fellowship and other opportunities to talk about it. I don't know if I learned this from you, Al, or one of the scientists I had on my show about a related subject over the that literally couple thousand interviews that I've done. Male babies cry more often than female babies up until about the time that they are 4 years old. That is when the message starts to be fed to them that boys don't cry. And the suppression of their sadness, there becomes frustration. And little boy babies start to act out around that age when they get to be 5 and 6 and they're interacting with other kids in school. They've been told a message that you don't cry, you be a man, suck it up, stiff upper lip. And so they start punching things and kicking things thanks to Power Ranger cartoons and stuff. And this phenomenon is carried through life. It was evidence to me yesterday when I broke down on the show about some things I'm going through. And I had certain people say to me, you know, you probably don't want to put that out there. And I actually thought that they were right at first. I thought, gee, maybe I don't want people to know that I'm weak. But that's a social construct that men have been saddled with, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I just had a client earlier this week who came to see me because of some issues, and he said that his girlfriend wanted him to open up and share stuff with him, and he wouldn't because he said, well, I didn't want to. It hurts because it makes me feel weak,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to think about it. And if I were to share with her, then she would think I'm not manly. Well, as I said earlier, we men are emotionally constipated. We keep a lot of feelings inside, and as a result, that has an impact on our thinking and on our psyche and on our physical health. There's a book called When the Body Says No that talks about, and it's by a guy named Gabor Maté, G-A-B-O-R-M-A-T-E. He's on YouTube. He's got lots of great videos on YouTube. I suggest people look at his videos or get his book. It's an excellent book that talks about how the body and the mind are connected. And Western medical science only looks at the body.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look at how the way we think has an impact on our physical being. And there's lots of research out of Harvard that talks about how stressed parents can produce stressed children.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if a person is stressed, especially an infant, in the womb or outside, that affects the structure and the architecture of their brain. So they begin, they kick into the fight or flight response, which is the adrenaline rushing through their bloodstreams. And then it has an impact on their ability to study, their ability to concentrate, their ability to sleep, their ability to get along with other people, their ability to learn. So it's learning how to communicate and let people know what you think and how you feel, and understand that feelings aren't real. Feelings are our interpretation of what we see. And most of my domestic violence clients, I also do sex offender treatment. The commonality between with both of those groups is they keep secrets, they keep stuff to themselves. They think other people should be able to read their minds. And, you know, a lot of people have the view, if you love me, then you know what I think mm-hmm. or how I mm-hmm. feel, and you should be able to do that. But it doesn't work like that. You got to let people know what you feel. You got to let people know what's going on with you. You got to get that toxic stuff out. But you have to be able to get it out with respect. And everybody has their own definition of respect. So that thing about saying about, I'm going to treat others the way I want to be treated. In my opinion, that's distorted because we're a melting pot. You know, we got virtually all cultures in the world on this planet, on this continent. So respect is about finding out what the other person's definition of respect is, and letting them know what yours is, and understanding people's definition of respect changes because life is about change. You know, there's three things that's always going to happen in life, and they're all positive, which is change, conflict, and stress. And there's two types of stress. There's healthy stress where you talk about things and you let people know what's going on and you're honest and open with each other. And then there's distress. Distress is where you keep a lot of stuff inside and it begins to affect you emotionally and physically. And there's a number of diseases that are related to how you deal with stress. Number one is hypertension.
Yeah. One of the other things that I learned from you was this phenomenon that may lead to men keeping secrets. It's this idea that if I leave this woman, she's not going to be able to live without me. And I remember you taught me, you did a whole like a session on that, and I have to say I was guilty of that. Of feeling that way, like, you know, like I'm stuck here, I'm bottled in, there's nothing I can do. And I remember one of the things that you said was, you know, give the person some, what was the word I was looking for? It just jumped out of my head, but the capability that they can handle life. They handled life before you were in it. They can handle life when you're out of it.
Yeah. They'll be okay. They're okay. Yeah. Not you're okay. Yeah. Like our children will be. They're okay, not are okay.
Right, right.
You know, when you left your parents' home, you had to take a stance about dad, mom, I love you. You gave me some valuable information about how to survive. Some of those things I will use and some of those things I will not. But I've got to live my life my way. You know, it's interesting that when we're children, from the moment we pop out of the womb and we're into mastering our environment and our parents call that belligerent, disrespectful. Like the terrible twos are not the terrible twos. It's called individuation. Mm-hmm. Two points in our life where we're striving to be an individual. The so-called terrible twos in adolescence.
Yes. Yes.
Where we are finding out what the world's about, you know. So babies, look, that's why you got to child-proof your house. A lot of people don't child-proof their houses, so the baby's picking up stuff and it's breaking it and sticking their finger into sockets and so forth. That's because that's the first time they've seen things and they're trying to figure out what that is. And with adolescents, the same thing. I have lots of adolescents who really are so sheltered. And they're supposed to be, but when they hit 18, that's the magical time when now they are legal.
Mm-hmm. They're searching for autonomy. They want to find. They want to become themselves. And, and quite often, for boys, that means conflict with the father, and for girls, that means conflict with the mother.
Yeah, and mothers allow sons to con them, like fathers allow daughters.
Right, right.
And so, right.
Interesting. So. What can men do, Al? I mean, if men are trapped by these social constructs that this is how it feels to be a man. You can't be weak. You can't cry. You can't open up. You don't go talking to your friends about this stuff because that's a sign of weakness. And a lot of these poor guys, they end up with long-term solutions to short-term problems. They commit suicide because they feel that there's no place to turn and they just beat themselves up mentally. So what do men do? What have you, what have you discovered really is the magic bullet here?
Which is really paradoxical because my view is men beg and women choose.
Because of you, whenever we talk about evolution, I say women are responsible for evolution because they choose the partners. So they drive evolution.
Right. So in being chosen, you know, because women get hit on hundreds of times a day. Oh, baby, you're so fine. You know, so the guy she's chosen is the best beggar. And he says, you're my soulmate, and I want to be with you, and you go tick and I go talk and all that. But once he gets her, then he stopped doing the things to get her.
And that, but that's a two-way street. Women do the same thing. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But we're talking about men.
Yes, I agree.
So you got to continue to show your empathy, to show that you care about her, to listen to her, to spend time. You know, I had this client about 6 months ago. He was showed up for domestic violence because he sits around like a zombie, and his wife walked up to him and smacked him and said, "Stop sitting around like a zombie." So he put his hands around her throat. And so I asked him, I said, "How come you don't talk to your wife?" And he says, "Well, I got her.
I'm done."
Yeah. So you're never done.
I mean, he actually said that, huh?
Yeah, he said, "I got her."
He was brutally honest.
Yeah. But you don't have anybody. You got to maintain the relationship. You know, I have guys. I had a guy in earlier this week also who says his wife left him. She cheated on him. And I typically ask people who've been cheated on, well, what are some of the things you did or did not do to contribute to her deciding to allow someone else in the bedroom? And he couldn't. That shocked him. He couldn't think about that. He said, "I never looked at it that way." You know, people change their minds all the time, so we have to do something for people to change their minds about being with us or wanting to be with us.
And that is so true. This is something that I've understood, and really I learned this from you, that you're not in the courting mode to catch her or him.
Right.
You got to be in the courting mode for your entire life, but that requires a level of realism. That because there's going to be times where the bathroom doesn't smell too good when she's left it. Or I used to love when you say she's going to drop her dirty drawers on the floor somewhere. That was something you used to say. And so you can't be in a fantasy world and think this is what it is. And then because when the fantasy dissolves, then the courtship stops.
Right. And that's when the tension builds. And you got to talk about that. You got to talk about things that you need to talk about. I have so many clients who come in and they haven't talked about the stuff they need to talk about. And what they do is they complain and whine and moan. And that gets nowhere. It's about talking about, here's what I've done and here's what I need to do differently. But I think lots of people like to, if I was listening to either the radio or the TV last night where a guy talked about, a lot of people like to be the victim. It makes them feel good to feel like they've been taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to look at what our part is in that dance. You know, 99% of my clients who come in, they want the other person to change or they want the world to change for them. And that's not realistic. The person who has to change is the person we see in the mirror. You know, heaven and hell is where I stand. I make my own heaven, I make my own hell based on how I think. And I constantly have to challenge my thinking, which means I have to have people in my life who I allow to question my thinking. But again, if you isolate yourself, if you think you know it all.
Right, the king has no clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's always, and plus, I have an assignment where I ask people, who do you have in your life that you will allow to hold you accountable? And the interesting thing is, 99% of the guys say their mother.
Really?
Or their wife. And 99% of the women say some guy. It's about having the same sex male, same sex person, preferably a non-related person, who could put you in check and tell you, man, woman, this is what you did to contribute to that mess.
We have to take a break, but you just gave me a segue, a question that I didn't have before that I need to ask you when we come back, and it's about fellowship.
Okay.
What my question when I come back is what level what role does fellowship play? How many of the guys who end up in the DVOT program are isolated by themselves? They have no friends. They have no one to talk to. Well, let's talk about that when we come back. We're talking with Al Perkins. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from UltraHuman gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Al Perkins. I met Al in 2008, and the things that he taught me stay with me today. And I believe they've made me more malleable as a man. I see myself differently because of the things I learned from Al. I give myself more sway to be emotional and to show weakness. And it really comes a lot from what I learned in those classes. So, Al, how many of the guys that end up in the program, like I did, actually are real islands? They don't have guys that they talk to or friends that they could sit with and share ideas with and kind of feel things through before they act.
Okay, so before I answer that question, I want to counter something you said in regards to show weakness. It's about being human. We're all anxious and nervous and stressed because we don't know what's going to happen from one moment to the next. So we all have this deluded view that we have to act like we're in control, that we are all powerful. And the reality is, there is no such thing as control. The more you try to be in control, the more out of control you feel, and the more you try to be in control. So it's about learning how, as you said earlier, to be flexible, to be adaptable, because everything in life happens, and life is predictably unpredictable. Now, what I see with guys, and women are catching up, a lot of guys have the view that they have to do it by themselves, that they have to be in charge, that they have to be right, that it's not manly to express yourself and let people know how you feel or express your emotions. It's not manly to cry. It's not manly to show that you don't know or that you're anxious. That's, all those things are human. We're all emotional beings, and as long as we try to act like we're not human, then that has an impact on us psychologically and physically. And it also has an impact on the people around us, on our children. Yeah. So it's about allowing ourselves to acknowledge our fears, our anxieties. You know, like a lot of guys, when they have their first child and they're, you know, they're just as anxious and nervous about that upcoming responsibility as the woman.
Right.
But I wonder how many guys talk about it.
Mm-mm. Guys don't talk about anything. One of the things I learned through my divorce was when women are going through a divorce, they commune with other women. They share strategies. They share support. They create a network of support. When guys are going through divorce, they don't do anything different. They go to work in the morning. They come home, except they're definitely a little miserable, more miserable or angry about the way things are going. But guys don't get together with other guys and say, what should I do? Anybody got any suggestions? Because we're supposed to know it already. We can't go out there and ask questions.
And we don't know.
I know.
But we don't know.
I had that.
There was some research years ago, and I'm not sure if it's accurate today, that the average guy, after divorce, marries within an average of 14 months, whereas the woman may say, look, I don't want to raise another one of those, those guys, so I think I'm just going to stay single. So we need, in my opinion, to understand that we're not powerful. We're just as anxious and confused about what's going to happen the next moment as the next person. And we've got to become students. You can't be a teacher unless you're willing to be a student. That's why I have guys find mentors, same-sex guys who are positive. And there's lots of positive guys out there who've been around who can tap you on your shoulder and point out this crazy stuff that you're doing that you think is righteous. But, again, lots of guys think to share or to talk about stuff they need to talk about with other guys is a stigma, is a sign of weakness. That's why I think the guys that come to programs like this, it's the first time they're in a room with other guys where they don't have to put up a front.
Well, you remember, I was done. You couldn't get rid of me. You remember you were like,
yeah,
you're done. I go, and I said, yeah, but I like coming here Saturday mornings with and talking to all the guys.
Yeah.
And so that comes to, so do you think that guys who have a good social network of friends show up less often in your program than guys who feel like they're islands and they just can't
yeah.
do it?
Yeah, again, because it goes back to secrets and delusions. You know, when you isolate yourself, you don't have anyone in your life to challenge your thinking. You don't have another guy. You know, we guys can con women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we typically can't con another guy. Mm-hmm. Like, women can con guys, but they typically can't con another woman. So we need someone in our life, same sex, who we allow to put us in check and to say things like, Al, what did you do? You only talk about what she did. I have so many guys who come into that, women as well, who talk about what the other person did. And I say, well, what did you do? Well, I don't know. So you're with you 24/7 and you don't know what you did? That doesn't make sense. You know?
Yeah.
So it's always about looking at yourself and looking at what you did that contributed to the fight. You know, I tell guys, if she calls you a B and you call her one back, you started it.
Yeah, I learned that from you. You once said, you looked at me and you were doing this with the group and you said, if I hit you and you hit me back, who started the fight?
Right.
And I said to you, you, and you shook your head and said, no, you did. He said, because I hit you, he said, the fight didn't start until you hit me back.
Yeah. So we get so wrapped up in competition that we got to be the winner. Or when really, if the person does something that you feel offended by or insulted by, it's about respectfully telling, hold on, I don't call you out of your name. I don't disrespect your family. I don't insult you. And I don't want you to do that to me. If you feel the need to do that to me, then we need to end this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of people are fearful of being alone.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know the difference between, there's a difference between being alone and being lonely.
Mm-hmm.
You can be lonely in a crowd, but we're all alone. We came in butt naked and alone, and we're going out butt naked and alone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about what you do in between, developing positive, honest relationships, allowing people to be honest with you and you being honest with other people, and not taking feedback as negative criticism. Take it as, I haven't looked at it from that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So don't attach it to you. It's kind of like the I'm okay, you're okay thing. It's not an assault on you.
Right.
It's talking about your behavior.
Yes, it's something for you as a student of life and of yourself to consider.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to agree with it. You know, lots of people have a view that, well, if I listen to it, then I agree with it. No, that's not it. It's about understanding. You know, how many ways is it to get from your office to your house? There's a million different ways. There's not just one or two different ways, one or two approaches.
Right. Last question, and then we're going to end the interview. What's the recidivism rate like in domestic violence today? Do you see the same guys over and over again, or is they
I don't see the same guys over and over again because there's a number of different, you know, there's like 20 different programs in this county. What happens, however, is because, and I think that's a legal system piece, is about 51% of the people drop out. And they typically, interestingly enough, I have 7 homework assignments, they drop out on the third one, which is an autobiography.
Oh, I remember that.
They have to tell about their life.
Mm-hmm.
And people, it appears to me, have the view that, wow, my life is really terrible than the other person's life, and I don't want to share that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it goes back to, I don't want to revisit that pain or that trauma.
Or even reveal it. Maybe not
right.
Even, I'm willing to revisit it. I revisit it
right.
Every day in my head, but I don't want to tell you
right.
About it.
And we've all been traumatized to some degree or another. And not dealing with the trauma and resolving it goes back to, I don't want to experience that emotion.
My father used to have a saying that if everybody threw their problems out in the middle of the street and then went out there, they'd come back with their own problems when they saw everybody else's.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're all trying to figure out this trip called life.
Yeah. Al, I have to believe you've had an impact on a lot of lives. You really, you know, when I went to that class, I was really not happy to be there because I was stuck in that brain where I had to be in control and I'm the man. And your approach, your down-to-earth approach, you never position yourself as being any better than anybody else in that group. I think in psychology we call it positive transference. Your positive transference for me was immediate. I connected with you, and I thought to myself, there's a lot of things this guy is saying that are true, that if I subscribe to them, they're gonna make my life easier because all of a sudden I just got taken out of this box that I've been living in. Of this box that's created by my perceptions and my thoughts And it was really a wonderful experience for me. And as I said a second ago, I was done. You were like, you're done. And I was like, well, it's just, I think it was costing me $5 a week to go. I was like, well, is it okay if I keep coming? You said, well, if you want to.
Well, yeah. I appreciate the compliments. I really think everybody has a view about what they need to do. It's about having someone kind of give you a nudge, but you got to be open and receptive to the nudge. And a lot of people are fearful of things that they need not be fearful of.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. And I want to ask all the men in the audience to consider becoming the man for the new environment and let go of these outdated ideas and precepts that are confining you and making you feel like there is no hope and you're stuck and you're all alone. You're not. Reach out. I mean, I've had so many people during this show. I've gotten like 11 messages because of the show yesterday.
Good.
And you know what? And it really, it's overwhelming because all of a sudden you realize, you know what? I can be me and people aren't going to think poorly of me. It's a wonderful thing. And it's a wonderful thing to have met you in my life, Al.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And thanks for being on the show today.
Okay. You take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that's it for today's show. I hope everybody got something good out of it. It was a lot of fun. That's all I'm going to say. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.